This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Coca-Cola plans to make its bottle tops from carbon dioxide taken out of the atmosphere. Coca-Cola is one of the world's biggest users of plastic, but now is funding a 3-year trial at Swansea University to be net zero by 2040. Much of Coca-Cola's current plastic packaging is made cheaply from fossil fuels, but the company aims to capture CO2 from the air or from factory emissions to produce a key ingredient for plastics. Professor Enrico Andreoli, an industrial chemist, is developing a small black electrode where an electric charge passes through a mixture of CO2 and water, producing ethylene, a key ingredient in the flexible type of plastic used in bottle tops. Coca-Cola's goal is to use captured CO2 as a resource, taking it either from the air near its factories or directly from its own smokestacks. Ethylene is currently made as a cheap byproduct of refining petrochemicals in a process that produces more than 260 million tons of CO2 emissions, nearly 1% of the world's total CO2 emissions. Coca-Cola's promise for a 30% reduction in its carbon footprint by 2030 will mostly come from using more recycled plastics than developing processes like CO2 bottle caps for more carbon savings. Coca-Cola is also funding research in California to turn CO2 into an artificial sugar. A commonly used anesthetic can kill cancer cells, a new study has found. Lidocaine is a numbing agent commonly used to prevent and treat pain from certain procedures, burns, scrapes, and insect bites, and it has long been suggested to have beneficial effects in cancer patients. The University of Pennsylvania's Perelman School of Medicine found that lidocaine activates certain bitter taste receptors, which are elevated in various cancer cells. Once the receptor is activated, it kickstarts apoptosis, causing cancer cells to die, particularly in cancers of the head and neck. Dr. Ryan Carey, a co-author of the study, said, "While we're not suggesting that lidocaine could cure cancer, we are galvanized by the possibility that it could get an edge on head and neck cancer treatment and move the dial forward in terms of improving treatment options for patients with this challenging form of cancer." 3 Montana geographical features named after a Confederate president have been renamed. The U.S. Geological Survey's Board on Geographic Names approved the renaming of 3 geographical features that had been named after Confederate President Jefferson Davis, who was a slaveholder and the only man to serve as president of the Confederacy after 11 Southern states seceded, sparking the U.S. Civil War. In 2021, several Montana-based groups petitioned the U.S. Board of Geographic Names to rename the features. 2 of the features were given traditional Salish Indian names, and the 3rd was named in honor of a Salish chief. The board renamed Jefferson Davis Gulch just outside Helena in Lewis and Clark County to Inkukulit Gulch, a rough phonetic rendering of the Salish word that means place of lodgepole pine. Jefferson Davis Creek in Beaverhead County has been renamed Doye Vine Ba Aguare, which means water flowing from the mountain creek. Jefferson Davis Peak in Broadwater County will now be called 3 Eagles Peak after a Salish chief from the late 1700s. The board approved renaming the gulch back in April. The peak and the creek renaming were approved in September. All name changes will be reflected in the Geographic Names Information System, the federal database that agencies use for publishing maps and other services. Road names like Davis Gulch Road have kept the Confederate name because they are under the purview of local governments. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.